Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This story kind of broke my heart.
Yes.
Carlisle's Bridal of Pittsburgh is closing for good next month after being in business in Pittsburgh since 1888. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, after five generations, is Jan Winter. Jan, good morning. So sorry to hear this. Appreciate you coming on with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, five generations, this has been your life?
Yes, I started there when I was 14 years old.
And who started it? So that would be what? Great, great, great. How's that
work? It
would
be great, great grandmother. It was my great, great grandmother started it.
This is amazing because, I mean, I know a little bit about my family history and stuff like that. And I've seen stories about my great, great grandparents. I know that, you know, where they settled and how they moved, but I don't know much about them. You have a direct line through five generations of your family directly right to that shop.
Yes.
And
I never got to meet her, my great, great grandmother, but no, I met my great grandmother. So all the way down.
And originally this was in town, right?
It was on East Ohio Street. It was further down from the iconic buildings that everyone know, which was 405-11 on East Ohio Street. When my great-great-grandmother started, it was further down, and there was a fire there. And then that's when they moved up to the 405 East Ohio Street.
But you're in McKnight Road, North Hills area right now. And what was the tipping moment when you realized that you were going to close?
When we closed for Corona, and we were closed for 2 months completely. And then when we opened back up, we have to be by appointment only because we have to limit the number of people we can have in the store. And weddings were canceled. Weddings have been postponed. I mean, it isn't like there was, when we opened back up, it wasn't like people were flocking to the store because people weren't getting married. I had asked the landlord for a reduction in rent, and instead of that, he had come back with that he would move me to another location because he is going to renovate that plaza because everyone has closed.
Yeah.
In the plaza there. So I would have to build out another store.
And building out another store is not easy, right? I mean, it sounds easy, just move locations, but it's not. Can you go through that process? You've been through that before.
Yes. I mean, it was 10 years ago that we moved to this location, and it took us 3 months to build it out with all the codes and permits and everything like that. I mean, the handicap accessible, everything. You know, they come in and inspect. There was so many inspections. It just took longer than I thought it would the first time. So, yeah.
We're with Jan Winter, owner of Carlisle's Bridal of Pittsburgh. You know, I thought about the timeline of your business, and there was another pandemic in the early part of the last century, and then there was the Depression and the World Wars. You survived all of that as a family business.
Yes, my grandmother and great-grandmother, during the Depression, they lost their house. They hawked all their jewelry and china and everything to try and keep the store afloat. And still almost didn't make it, but they were able to come back and do that. Yes. So it's been a struggle to keep the business alive the whole time.
Now, do you think there's any chance in the future once COVID-19 and import-export business starts to kick up again, do you think that maybe there will be another incarnation of the business? Maybe the next generation will restart it at a different location down the road?
I mean, that could be. I'm not going to say that that isn't a possibility. I want to make sure that when I do close that I go out with my family's name intact. I'm not one to just, like we had another bridal shop just last year. They just closed the doors and didn't warn people, didn't do anything. That's not how I'm doing this. So I have called all my brides to make sure they knew before even the media. I made sure my customers knew first.
Oh, good.
And then, you know, we did the media and that. So I should be able to have all orders in by the end of February to complete everything that my customers have ordered, and my name will be intact so that we've completed everything.
And your closed as of when in February?
The last day, the 28th.
And that'll give you enough time to take care of all the current business. And then what are you going to do, Jan?
I honestly don't know. I have not a clue. I just want to make sure this goes smoothly. And then, I like I said, I don't know. The one thing I'm looking forward to is, you know, when you have a business, you work weekends. And so I've worked every weekend practically since I was 14. So I'm looking forward to having some weekends with my husband, but I'll let you know what he thinks about that later. I don't know that he'll have the same opinion.
Oh, I'm sure he will. You know, I feel bad. If Kevin would have got married, you wouldn't be in this boat.
Yeah, I mean, if I'd ever gotten married and somebody would have walked in there and bought a dress on my behalf.
But from a practical standpoint, are there less people getting married anyway, pre-COVID?
Well, yes. I mean, the numbers were down there. They were starting to come back up. I think COVID for the bridal industry is going to take probably till the end of this year to be able to start to come back again, to be able to have, you know, people come to the wedding, to have a bigger wedding, that type thing. So I think it's going to take that long, because until the vaccine's out there to where we can have big groups and gatherings like that. And then it takes time to order dresses, you know.
Well,
you've been doing this since 1888, your family. You have so many wonderful experiences. What's one or two that just come to your mind that you'll treasure once the stores close?
There are a couple. We used to, back on East Ohio Street, we used to have contests, sales contests. And we called it the pediatric group and the geriatric group. And they were the salespeople, and we did them by age. And we'd have contests, and whoever won, we sent them to dinner, and they got to ride in a limousine to dinner and really treated them in that. And that was a lot of fun. The geriatrics won, by the way. I was not real thrilled at that point. but it was a fun team effort for sales and that, and they had to reach their goal and everything. And then the other was probably when we turned 100, for the century, we all had to dress up in bridal gowns, the salespeople, from gowns throughout the times and that. It was very hard. We had to sell in them, but it was a neat experience to do that.
And who was the most famous person you made a dress for, or the company, in 133 years? Anybody come to mind?
No, I can tell you the most expensive dress we sold was a $10,000 Vera Wang.
Wow.
That was the most expensive one that we personally sold. I know that. But, yeah.
Well, Jan, we appreciate your willingness to come on. We feel for you. I wish there was a way we could help you, but Thank you for all the years that your family has been in business. Carlisle's Bridal of Pittsburgh.
Do you know how many wedding dresses you sold?
Oh, no.
Lot, Kevin.
It's been lots and lots. And the people of Pittsburgh have just been wonderful. The comments and the outreach of, we're so sad, we're so sorry, it's been truly heartwarming. It really has.
Well, good luck to you, and stay in touch. And if we can help you in any way, please ask.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.